Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth and final chapter in the Rambam Sechas Lulav, which is the end of the halachas of Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, which in this part we discuss regarding the different invalidations of the Dal Minim and regarding the obligation of special rejoicing on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the psulim of Hadr, like it says, it has to be pre-eats Hadr, if something is not beautiful, is invalidation, and also if there's an isser, if there's a prohibition attached to it. As the Rambam says, Arbas Minim Elu, these four species, Shehem, as we mentioned in the previous parag, Lulav, the palm frond, the Hadas, and the myrtle, the Arav, and the willow, the Estrig, and the Estrig, type of a citron fruit. Shehoye Echmehem Yavish, if any one of them was dry, I Gazel, or Gan, I Gazel, I Gan, either stolen or robbed. So, Filachar years, meaning the reason why it's possible and it's dry is because it's not Hadr. So, although it only says Hadr by Estrig, we learn that all of them from Estrig. Now, regarding stolen and robbed, even afila achayish, even after the original owner gives up hope, the thing is, just giving up hope is not enough for the gazan to acquire it. So the problem is, by sukkahs, on the first day it says, lekachtem lechem, you should take for you, which means it has to be yours and not someone else's. Here it's someone else's because it was stolen. Or it's from an avodah zara tree that was worshipped, which its primary planting was for the purpose of avodah zara. So even though that they nullified the Asherah tree from serving it anymore, oi shahaya, but still it's repulsive for the mitzvah. It was from a whole city that was pushed to do Avodah Zarah, which since everything in that town has to be burnt, we view it as if it's already burnt and doesn't have the requisite measurement of, as we said in the previous parak, there's a certain measurement how large, how tall each one of the dominim has to be. So it's possible any one of these cases is going to be invalid. Now, let's say one of them was worshipped as idolatry. Initially, you shouldn't take it to use, but if not to be used it, you have fulfilled your obligation because since that item was not planted, which initially to be a desire, it's not as disgusting as the Asherah tree, which is even by the Yevon not okay. How you come? Let's say it was wilted, but the it wasn't totally dry. Okay, then kasher is going to be valid. In a pressing situation, a time of danger, then actually lulav hayavish kasher, then even if the lulav is totally dry, it's going to be kasher. But not the other species. That's a unique halacha regarding the lulav. Lechabeis, estrig shal arla. Estrig from an arla tree, which is a tree that was planted in the first 3 years, which you're not allowed to eat or have benefit from those fruits. Problem is, the Torah says, you should take for you, which means say it's fit for you to have benefit from it, excluding obviously that of arla. Or if it's truma tameya, if the truma is tame, where you can't eat it, it has to be burnt, also it's not lekach machem, you have no utility for it. Or for sheltevel, untithed produce, which is also forbidden to be eaten, so any one of those estrigim is possible, can be invalid, does not qualify lekach machem. On the other hand, Shaldamai, which he produced from an ignorant person, which Chacham required out of doubt, because you don't show if he separated Truma or not, that you have to separate the appropriate Maestris, Kasher is going to be valid. Because even though technically he can't eat from it, but the person that owns this Esrig could technically declare ownerless all his properties. The only then he can be considered as a pauper. The sage did not impose that prohibition on a pauper who doesn't have any option. They said, okay, he could eat the mice because most of the Amaratzim actually would separate the mice. So then this guy is also considered like it's lechem fim. Esrig shal truma tahira. Now the esrig of a pure truma esrig, or, which let's say someone gave from his esrig orchard, he gave it as truma to a kain. Over shal mice shen b'shalayim of the second tithe, he has an esrig pardes and he has to take a second tithe and eat in Yerushalayim. So leitol, a person should not shuckle with this Esrig, because Shem Yachshir L'tumma, he might make it susceptible to tumma, comes in contact with these other Dalamin, they're wet, and it's going to make it wet. And the problem is, once a Esrig, like any fruit, becomes wet, now it's susceptible to tumma, and one has to be careful not to make Truma or Maisa Sheni Tame, as the Torah says, Mishmartim, you have to be careful. But not all the Maisa, if someone did take it as an Atila, kosher, it's going to be kosher, it is valid, it's just, we say you shouldn't do it, because you might make it susceptible to tumma. Halacha Gimel, Lulav Shenikdim Reishay, the Lulav has its top cut off. Puzzle, it's invalid. Nistak, if let's say it's there's a crack in the upper leaf. So in this rachkush, it means if there's a split, the leaves are connected. If the upper leaf is split, in this rachkush, if the two that cracked are distant one from the other, if it's split, until it looks like two, well then puzzle, it's invalid. Hey, alkum lefanav, let's say the lulav was bent forward. Shari Shidrik gav bal chatateres, because its spine, which the hard part of the lulav, is like the back of a hunchback. Well, then pasul, it's invalid. Hayakam lachayir, but let's say it was bent backwards, meaning towards the spine, kasha, then it's valid. Shezuhi b'riyasa, because that's the normal nature of a lulav to bend backwards. Nekam le'echem mitzadu, but if let's say bent to any one of the sides, pasul, that's invalid. Again, that's not the norm. Nifridu olav zeh me'al zeh. Let's say leaves separated one from the other. But it's not totally hanging down like the leaves of the palm branch, which when it gets more mature, it gets hard like wood, and then they totally separate one from the other. If it didn't get that separated, then kasha is valid. But nifritu olav, which what's nifritu, also a term of breaching, is sheyedald l'mashidush lulav ka'alei charayis, that it's starting to hang down from the spine lulav, like the way the leaves of the branches do hang, which are totally separate one from the other, hard like wood, then it would be invalid. L'chadald, b'riyas olam shalulav kachi. The way the leaves of the lulav work is like this. K'shem g'deilam, when they grow, g'deilam m'shnayim m'shnayim, they grow two together, u'dvukam m'gabam, and they connect it from their back, meaning there's something connecting the two of them where they meet on the back. Now, b'gav kol shnei olam ha'dvukam, now the back of every two leaves that are connected, they're double leaves, who are nikra t'yemis, that's called the t'yemis. Nechukat t'yemis, if the thing that connects the two leaves is split, pasul, it's invalid. Now, hayo olav, if its leaves were achas mitchilas b'riyasa, let's say it wasn't double leaves. The lulav from its beginning of when it was created was single leaves. But lo hayo t'yemis, it didn't have this double leaf, pasul, it's invalid. Lo hayo olav zeh al gav zeh. Let's say the leaves did not go one on top of the other, kader kal lulav, and the lulav usually go. Lulav are leaves on top of another, they're tiered like that. No, it's rather one beneath the other one. So it depends. If the top of the leaf beneath at least reaches the root of the leaf right on top of it, until the whole spine of the lulav is covered with leaves, albeit very few, kosher to be valid. But if let's say the top of the leaf beneath it doesn't reach the bottom of the leaf on top of it, and it's have you have some of the spine exposed, then possibly it's going to be invalid. Halacha hey. Hadas, moving on to the next min. The myrtle, shenikdim reishay, which its top gets cut off. Now, here, when we're saying cut off, unlike that of the lulav, which is the leaves, because the spine is much lower down, here we're talking about that part of the wood of the branch itself gets cut off. Kasha, it's going to be kasha. Now, nashur reiv olav, if most of the leaves fell off, im nishtayru shloisha olin, if you at least have three leaves, bekan echad, on one stem, kasha, it's going to be kasha. Hayanav merubis ma'olav, if you have more berries, which sometimes the myrtle has certain berries on it that grow, that are merubis ma'olav, that are more than its leaves. So it depends. Imidukas, if it's green, like the color of the myrtle and zivra, there's no change of color, kosher, it's valid. But if it's red or black, pasig mi valid, invalid, because it doesn't have the same color as the wood, and therefore that's not hadar, and therefore that's going to be pasul. The miatim, but if you take them off, you minimize them, kosher, that's going to be kosher. But we cannot minimize them, take them off on yom. It's like fixing, because now it's going to be a valid hadas to use for the dalad minim. But if avu liktim, if someone did violate the halacha and they did pluck them off, or he took them off one at a time to eat them, sorry, it's a kasha, then it's going to be valid, because ultimately he took it off, and now it's not having so many of these different color berries. Halacha vav, arava shenikdim reisha, regarding the willow, the next min, that its top, so to hear also, it means to say that part of the wood itself, of the branch, of the willow branch, got cut off, share it's valid. Nifritsu aleha, if the leaves got so separated that they're hanging down from the stem that is connected, so then psula, it's going to be invalid. Halacha zayin, esrig, an esrig, shenikib nekib mefulish kosher, that it has a hole going all the way through, even a minute amount through, let's say, a needle, and nothing's missing, pasul is going to be invalid. Now, v'shein mefulish, if it doesn't even go all the way through, so imhoi ki isser or yasser, if it has the size of a coin of a isser or more, that hole, even though it's not missing anything, pasul is going to be pasul. Now, chaser kosher, if it's missing even a minute amount from the flesh of the esrog itself, then pasul is going to be invalid. Nitel dadoi, if let's say the pitim is taken away, that's the small head, that the shashanta, which is the top crown that's on that, if that falls off, pasul is going to be invalid. So to nitla 8, if let's say the wood that was taken away, shutolaboy beilon, that's where it hangs from the tree, meikra estrig, from the bottom of the estrig, what we call the stem, the ukits, and the nishma kaimaguma. Now in its place, since that wood fell out, its place has a cavity over there, pasul, that's also going to be invalidation. Also chazaz is olav. If there develops like these blister types, like have like substance to that you could feel it, and it has a little bit height higher than the estric itself. So in Bishnai Bishlash Bukhamis, if it's two or three different places where it looks spotted, pasuls can be invalid. Then Bamakamachal, if it's in one place, same also ruba, if it's on the majority of the estric, pasuls can be invalid. Now, Vimaldadoi, and if it's on the top, on the nose of the estric, Rafilo Koshri, even just a minute amount, pasul is gonna be invalid. Niklef Hakrum Achitzin Shaloi. If let's say the outer membrane of the estric is peeled away, Shein Machasir, but you're not missing from the flesh of the estric. It actually remains this yellowish, greenish, as it was when it was created. So in Niklav Kula, if the entire thing is peeled, possible that's going to be invalid, because that's not Hadar. But in the culture, if a little bit of it remains, kosher, it's going to be kosher. If the esrik becomes bloated, or seruach, or decayed, or kavish, or pickled, or shalak, or cooked, or shachar, it's black, or loven, it's white, or manumer, or spotted, or yorik, or character, or it's green, like leek, all these are possible, all these are invalid. Gidle b'tfilos, let's say it grew up in a mold. Now they made it like a different creature, like a different creation. Pasul is going to be invalid. Now, let's say, however, they made it like its creation, then although they made it like different boards, meaning like let's say like the mill, water, the wheel of a water mill, kosher, it's going to be kosher because it still has the shape, even though it's definitely an interesting one in that regard. Hatiyim, the twins, meaning if let's say if you have two estrogim that are connected one to the other, or v'abayser, where it didn't fully mature yet, kosher, it's kosher. Mekoyim she'estrogim shalem, now in a place where it's estrogim, arkein shachas mut, to have a little like blackness to them, k'sherin, it's going to be valid, if that's how it grows in that place. Now, but if it's very black, like a kushite, like a very black person, that is a possible chamakim, that's going to be invalid in all places. Halachates. Now all these cases that we spoke about that they're invalid because of the blemishes that we explained, because of robbery or theft, that's b'yom tibrishim b'vad. That's only in the first day, which we said it has to lukachtem lachem, but yom rishin. There's certain things that are specifically for the first day. But the second day yom tiv imshar yom with the other days of sukkahs, hakol kosher. Everything's going to be kosher. But if it's invalidation because of idolatry, that esek is forbidden to be eaten, then whether it's because of the first day or the other days, it's going to be invalid. Halacha Yud continues with, what happens if the lulav is not his? A person cannot fulfill his obligation on the first day of Sukkot, but the lulav shel chaver sheyishlem memenu, with the lulav of his friend that he borrowed from him, until he gives them as a gift. Because like we said, l'chachtem lochem, b'yemirishin lochem means from yours, that has to be yours. Now, in the son of Allah, but let's say he gives it to him on the condition that he gives it back, but it's a gift. So he can fill his obligation, and give it back. Because giving a gift on the condition that you give it back, is considered a gift, and it's considered yours for that period. But if you don't give it back, you have not fulfilled the obligation. It comes out retroactively that it was stolen, because it comes out you never got the gift, because the gift was only on the condition, you never fulfilled the condition. But if you didn't fulfill your obligation yet, don't give it to a minor, even with this matanam naslach, it's not going to work. Because a minor could acquire, he's going to get the gift, but biblically he cannot go ahead and then transfer the ownership to someone else. So when it comes out, even if he gives it back to me, halachically it's not considered as return, still owned by the child. Whether the lulav, whether any one of the four minim that we have in the dal minim, any one of them was borrowed, you cannot fulfill your obligation on the first day of yom tov. If partners together acquired a lulav or estrig in a partnership, so neither one of them could use it to fulfill his obligation on the first day of Sukkot, because it's not lechem, it's not totally yours, it's owned by a partner, until the other one gives his portion to the other one as a gift. Now, if you have brothers that bought many esroigim, mitfisas habayis is the Yerusha before it's divided by the inheritors, so it's still owned by the estate. If they bought many esrogim from the tefus abayis, but not lechem esrog biyotzabay, and one of them took one of the esrogim and used it to fulfill his obligation, so it depends. If he could eat it, the brother won't be particular because we got a whole bunch of esrogim we bought. Yotz to fulfill his obligation because it's considered his. But from how you they would be particular. Yotz is not fulfill his obligation because it's shared by all of them until they give him their portion as a gift. Now, but v'imkan is an esrog, is that partial? Let's say this one bought an esrog, and this one bought a quince. So since there's not an esrog for every single one, could be they all want it. And we cannot presume that there would be meichel. Or you should come to ke'echad esrog v'rima in the parish. Well, let's say they bought together as one, an esrog and a pomegranate and a quince, mitriz abayis from the estate. In the Yitzhak Esrog, he can have those obligations to Esrog, Ashi'itin le'chilkim b'matan, he'll give him his portion as a gift. And in this case, even if he would eat it, they wouldn't be bothered. That would be because of the monetary value. But they for sure would be bothered because they want to be able to perform the mitzvah, so therefore it would not be considered his because of that criterion, and they would have to gift him his portion. It wouldn't be enough to say if they wouldn't be makbid. Now, Luchid Beis concludes these halachas with the Simchas Beis HaShe'iva, the special joy that was by the drawing of the waters. That is, Afa Pishakol Me'adis Mitzvah Smeich Ben, even though all the Yom Tovim, there's a mitzvah to rejoice in them, B'chagah Sukkah Shechisa B'Mikdash, and the Yom Tov Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash, was a Yom of Simchas Yisrael, a day of extra joy. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, was in Vayikra, Usmachtem Lofnei Hashem Akechem Shavas Yom, you should rejoice in front of Hashem, your God, for 7 days, besides what it says, B'smachtem B'chagecha. Now, B'kitzur Oysen, how do they do this joy? So every Yom Tov Rishon, before the first day of Yom Tov, they fixed in the base of Mikdash, they designated a makam la'nashim al-ma'ala, a place for the women to be higher up, ba'nashim al-mata, and the men lower down, k'deish le'isar ba'el me'elu, that they shouldn't mingle one with the other and come to sin. And they started to rejoice mimatzi Yom Tov Rishon from right after the first day of Yom Tov. And all every single day of the intermediate days of the Yom Tov, Maschilin, they started after they brought the evening daily sacrifice to rejoice the rest of the day im kol laila with the entire night. How did they rejoice this joy, which was what we call the Simchas Beis HaShe'iva, where they drew the water and then they brought it the next day, which was a unique type of nesachim that they did specifically on Sukkot. So Hachalil Maka, the flute was playing Umenag Mekiner, and they played with the harp of a Nevalim, with the lute and lyre of a Matzatayim, and the cymbals of a Kolech Ve'echad, and every single person Meklit Shir Shoyidei L'Nagmoy with the instrument that he knew how to play. Mishadei Bepeh, whoever knew how to do with his mouth, would play with his mouth. Veroiktim, and they would dance, Mesapkim, and they would bang on the bongos or whatever instrument it is, metapchim, and they would clap, mefazim, mekarkim, they would dance and they would whistle. Kolech ve'echad k'meishu de'er, every single one that as he knew. V'ayim divrei shchidus v'tishbachas, and they would say words of praise and of song. V'simchazu, now this rejoicing in the doicha lois Shabbos was the Yom Tov, doesn't override, however, the Shabbos or the Yom Tov. They only did it on a chol hamoed. Halacha yudal mitzvah laharbas v'simchazu. It's a mitzvah to increase this joy. It wasn't done by the ignorant people who ever wanted to. Rather, by the great sage of the Jewish people, the Rosh Yeshivas, the heads of the Yeshivas, the Sanhedrin and the High Court, and the pious ones, the Zakenim, and the elders, and the men of good deeds. They're the ones who would dance, and they would clap, and they would sing, and they would play the instruments, and they would be rejoicing in the Beis HaMikdash during the days of the Yom Tov Sukkos. Of a kolam, the rest of the people, anoshim, the men and women, kulam boim lidus v'lishmoya. They all come to see and to listen. Halach tezvav. Hasimcha sheyismach odem asis mitzvah. The joy that a person should rejoice when he's performing a mitzvah. Uba avas akel, and the loving of God should tzibben that he's commanded in. Avoy digadeli, it's a great service. V'cholam anei atzmoy mesimcha zu. And whoever holds himself back from this joy, roli parim menu. It's appropriate to punish him. Because Shnemet says in the Pasuk in the bottom, when it talks about the Teuchel, when all the bad things in history that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, says, why is it going to happen? Tachas, in place of Asher lo yavata, as Hashem lekecha, because you did not serve Hashem your God, besimcha over tov lehevav, with joy and with the goodness of the heart. So we see that they collect from this, that a person not participating in the joy of serving God. And v'chalam megas daite, whoever who is arrogant, v'chalam kavad latzmai, and he separates some dignity to himself. And he's too honorable in his own eyes. In these places, like to say, oh, it's beneath my dignity. He's a sinner, and he's a fool. And this is what Shlomo warned. He said, don't glorify yourself in front of the king. But whoever lowers himself, and he makes his body light and lowly in these places, he's the great one. That's honored. Who serves God out of love. This is what David, the king of the Jewish people, said in Shmuel Beis when his wife was degrading him for what is he doing. He says, "When the Kalaisi Oid Mazais, no, I'm going to make myself even lighter than this. But Yisus Shavu Bein, I'm going to be low in my eyes." And there's no greatness and honor only to rejoice in front of Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk over there, Vamelech David, and the King David mefazes, was dancing mecharcha and whistling lefnei Hashem and Hashem begoyim, etc. And that's the simcha beis shayev. That's the simcha whenever a person performs a mitzvah. It's a avodah gedolah. It's a big service, and the person should not hold himself back from this, because, like it says, royal the poor mena. To the contrary, if someone who does this is doing the greatest honor and gedolah for himself, if he rejoices with this in the performance of the mitzvah.